The Bear Lake Monster was first written about in the Deseret News by Joseph C. Rich back in 1868. Indians had talked about it for years. Locals didn't find the article too surprising, as they had their own suspicions. People have described it as a couple hundred foot brown serpent with tusks. It's been described numerous other ways as well. That seems to be the main one. And I talked to a lot of people from around here who mentioned this. They said, you gotta go find out about the Bear Lake Monster if you're doing a show on mysterious, mythical creatures. So we called up the Chamber of Commerce down there at Bear Lake, and they passed me along to a guy named Bryce Nielsen, who is a retired fish biologist in the Bear Lake area, and we are lucky enough to have a couple minutes with him today. How are you, Bryce?
I'm good. How are you doing today, Brian?
Not bad. Thanks for your time.
You betcha.
How did you become interested in the Bear Lake Monster? Is there a story behind that?
Well, yeah, sort of, actually. I grew up over the hill from Bear Lake, up in Cache Valley, over by Logan, and I remember we used to go to Bear Lake as Boy Scouts at the camps and stuff over there, and frequently we would hear the Bear Lake Monster story as kids, and we'd see things out on the lake we couldn't really describe, and the Scoutmasters, of course, made us all a little worried when we went to bed at night, but that was my first experience with the Bear Lake Monster. And then after I went off to college and came back and went back up to work as a fisheries biologist on the lake, I got a lot of questions from a lot of people about the Bear Lake Monster. So time has gone on from there.
Is there anything that happened in the lake that made you believe that there might be something there?
Well, you know, Bear Lake is a large lake, and it is very deep. Averages over 200 or over 100 feet deep, and it's been around for 200,000 years. It once was part of a big inland sea that had probably all kinds of creatures in it 60 million years ago. Now, what's happened since that time, we don't really know. Obviously, the biologist part of me has one view, but I've heard very many circumstances that would indicate that people have seen things out on the lake that they can't describe, and that now they're attributing them to some sort of a monster or something like that.
So when people link the Bear Lake Monster to some of the things that may have been seen in Loch Ness or in Lake Champlain, what do you say to that? Is there possibilities?
Well, you know, I think it was always interesting, because when I'd talk to people and they'd say, you know, this lake is so deep and we haven't seen all of it. We don't really know what's underneath it. And, you know, in my work, I did a lot of netting and working with sonar and stuff. And lots of times you'd see things on sonar that didn't really look right. And then there were a lot of people that believed that Bear Lake was bottomless and there was an underwater channel between Loch Ness and Bear Lake, which is highly unlikely, but that's where they felt the monster would go when Bear Lake would freeze over in the winter. Obviously, if the lake's frozen over and the monster breathes air, there's no way of getting any air, so they felt that it went that way. There's been a lot of interesting talk and sightings of things in the lake that people could not explain, which still to today they attribute to the Bear Lake Monster.
Working in this lake, can you say that you know where the bottom is, that you've scanned it from all sides and know that there's no possible way that there could be a channel that goes down any deeper? Or
yeah, we've pretty well done that. I mean, that has been done by the USGS in years gone by, and they have pretty well determined that there is not a bottom all the way across the lake.
We are talking with Bryce Nielsen, retired fish biologist down there in Bear Lake. A lot of people told us there's some kind of a monster there, so we thought we'd look into it. You still really haven't answered if you have seen this. Have you seen
this? Okay, let me tell you. I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you a couple little stories where, I remember it's been quite a few years ago when I was a game warden. And I was open on the deer hunt down here in Utah, and I was called up by the dispatch, and they said, we've got a sighting of the Bear Lake Monster out in the lake. And I said, ah, you got to be kidding. No, no, this comes from really good sources, Bear Lake Monster out there. So I went down by the shore, and I looked out into the lake a long ways, and with my naked eye, I could see this sort of a black line out there that appeared to be moving, and I thought, oh, maybe it's a flock of geese or something like that. So anyway, I put my binoculars up on it, and I could see a neck coming up out of the water with a small head on it. And there were seven bumps behind it. And I could actually see, it's a fairly calm day, and I could actually see a wake coming off the front of it, and it was actually moving, and I could just barely see this head move back and forth. Well, I really couldn't believe my eyes. I thought, you know, what the devil are you seeing out there? And so I went back, and I got a spotting scope so I could really crank down onto it. By this time, it was well out into the lake. And so when I cranked down onto it, at that point in time, it became apparent what it was. And what it was a herd of elk that were in the lake. And what I was seeing is I was seeing the old lead cow and a bunch of yearlings and calves swimming behind her. And so they were swimming across the lake. So, you know, I saw what was probably a Bear Lake Monster, you know, for somebody else at that point in time. Another point in time when I was working with checking fishermen and that kind of stuff, I had this woman come running up to me, and she was wide-eyed, and she says, we've got a big old Mac laying down here on the shore, and it's got a baby Bear Lake Monster in its stomach. She said, it's the most ugly thing I've ever seen in my life. It's got these little beady eyes, and it's about 6-8 inches long, and it's got these little feet on the front and kicking back legs and a long tail, and the skin's half digested off of it. It's been in the stomach of this fish we caught. So I marched. She dragged me down the shore, and I looked inside this big old fish laying there in the water, and sure enough, there was a creature there that was exactly as she'd described it. But, you know, it wasn't a monster. It was to her because it was a salamander, and this woman had never seen a salamander before. So, you know, after I looked at those two experiences, you know, I thought if I'd never had a spotting scope that day, I'd probably never been real sure what I saw out there in the lake. And this woman, if she had never had me come by, she'd have gone to her grave believing that she had caught a fish with the baby Bear Lake Monster in it because she'd never seen a salamander. So, you know, it's sort of interesting when people say, well, have you really seen it? I've seen what could have easily be interpreted as a Bear Lake Monster. I've seen a lot of things in the lake that waves and, you know, colorations and riffles and that kind of stuff that probably, you know, are hard to describe. The biologist and the scientist and the realist in me says, you know, well, you know, there's obviously an answer for everything. So I like to sort of redefine what the Bear Lake Monster is. And my definition of the Bear Lake Monster now is not a living creature, but it's actually something that people see on the lake that they really can't describe what it is. And there's a lot of those. So if you ask me if there's a Bear Lake Monster, yeah, there is a Bear Lake Monster. If you say, is it a 100-foot reptile? Probably not. But, you know, it's great sport, and it makes for folklore, and it makes for fun things to talk about around the fire and to tell your kids when they get out a little bit too deep in the water that you don't want to take and get out much deeper or the monster may come and get you. So that's, you know, that's sort of the way I look at the Bear Lake Monster after many years.
And there's never been any mysterious deaths or anything wash up on shore from humans?
No. We've never, you know, never seen any of that kind of stuff. They, you know, the old timers, they talk about horses and stuff, but you know, Bear Lake is a place that doesn't let go of its dead very easy. Once you go down in Bear Lake, it's so cold that, you know, chances of you ever floating back up to the surface are pretty remote. And so, you know, once you drown or you die in Bear Lake, the corpses never come back. And that's, you can tell that because there's literally millions of fish in Bear Lake, yet you rarely ever see a dead one. So the lake consumes its dead for most part.
Well, we do thank you a lot for your time and give us a lot of good information here. Bryce Nielsen right there, a retired fish biologist from Bear Lake. Again, we do thank you for your time, Bryce.
You betcha.